Okay, I had a warm-up meditation. Thank you, God, for the day. A warm-up meditation my way to Laguna Beach this morning. And the warm-up was the awareness and the recognition of the presence of God that's within me. It's always been there, and I can do nothing about that. I can't have any effect on that. My living has no effect on that. However, my purpose, I discovered my purpose one more time again, is to express that presence that is within me and giving me life, that very presence that is the same presence that Moses talked about and that came down from the plates and asked God, who should I tell them gave me this? They're not going to believe me. And he said, I am. And so that I am presence is a part of everything and everyone that exists. And it's the very essence of their being. Individuated to have the experience of being all they could possibly be, all they could possibly imagine. That is image in, everything they could possibly image in. And so my job today is to express that presence to the best of my very being. And when I say being, because I in my normal life, when I live from my mind, I'm living from my doing. I'm trying to do being. I'm trying to do being. And you can't do being. You have to be. And then the doing comes. And I forget that part. I think I can just go off and start doing things. And then I live in a world that I create, but it's the world that it's all around me that's falling apart. It's the world with all the hatred and the imaginary illnesses and the self-created distractions and pains and tribulations that we all go through. But I don't live in that world when I'm present. In the presence of God, I live in God's world. And it's a good world, full of people that have so much power and joy and love that they can change the world with the very touch of their hand. And that's who we are, all of us. And just what I get in the premeditation, I call it premeditation. what I got from that was that what I got to do is let go of all the thoughts that block the awareness of that presence as my life. And and anytime I'm experiencing any pain, it's because I am blocking. I am refusing to recognize that. Now because I refuse to recognize that presence, that infinite loving presence that's so overwhelming, because I refuse to recognize it, does it make it any less real? No, it doesn't. But yet I will make up these incredibly stories in my mind about a troubled world and problems that I have and how I can never be happy and all the reasons why. And I create that world and I believe that world. Why would I believe that world? I made that world up. And yet you tell me that if I make up a world that's full of love and joy and abundance, and unlimited expression of goodness, and you say, well, you're making that up. Of course I'm making it up. I'm making it all up. Now, what is it that I choose to make up today? That's the question. What kind of world do I want to live in? I have to be the change I want to see in the world. Everybody's been saying that. Well, that's what it's talking about. And what happens is I go in my mind, I start thinking, and the thinking, the thinking produces my thou oughts, and my thou oughts tell me what I ought to do in the world, and I start trying to do my being again. Instead of be, and then do. Now, how do I carry that forth? The question begins then, what would I do? Well, I have no idea because of myself, I'm nothing. So I'll go into my mind and it will tell me to do some crazy thing to grandize my ego. So that doesn't going to work. So I'm going to have to ask a power greater than my mind, greater than my ego, that's presence within me, the very I am presence that is there. what should I be asking today? If I was a kind, loving, powerful man, if I was the presence of God embodied, if I was that very presence of God, how would I look at the world today? Can you help me to see that world anew so I can create that world in this day, the world that you'd have me create, the world that I was always intended to live in, that we're all intended to live in? What can I do today to bring that into manifestation? How can I look at people? How can I help people? How can I live from a more loving place? What is it in me that I can ask? What is it that's blocking me? Can I begin to move past the blocks of my being? Because they have no effect on my true being. So I can live from a being place that's greater than my doing has ever created. If that makes any sense. In other words, all the lies I've been believing, I can let them all go and begin to live new right now today. Begin to live from a loving place. and look at people with loving eyes. And if I looked at people with loving eyes, how would I look at them? If I was a kind person, if I was a kind man, how would I talk to people today? Can you give me words? Can that presence is in me inspire me with words to say, to bring more joy and more love and more happiness in the world today? Now, if I'm going to create something, that's the world I want to create. And I hope you'll join me. Thanks so much for listening.